Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Will Hart, journalist, nature photographer, filmmaker, and noted author. He has a deep and abiding interest in natural and human history. His work has been published in Wild West, Sierra Heritage, Adventure West, Nexus, and New Dawn. And his articles have appeared in every issue of Atlantis Rising for the past 2 years plus, and he has just signed the agreement to write a column for New Dawn as well. Will Hart back on Coast to Coast. Will, welcome back.
Hey, George, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hope you are, too.
Good.
What's
you
new?
Sound good. Your voice sounds the same. You realize that our first conversation was 20 years ago.
Yep.
That's
just when I started.
Yeah, that's right. And that's when my first book got published. So we're in tandem on that.
The Genesis Race, if I remember.
That's right. And it's amazing. The time has flown by, as they say. I mean, it's just, I was just realizing it yesterday, and I thought, my God, 20 years has gone by?
I know. That's crazy, isn't
Ooh.
It? And it just seems
well,
like yesterday.
A lot has transpired, and we're in a different world. Would you agree?
Yeah, we really are. There's no question about that. And, you know, I just saw a story today of an ex-Navy pilot talking about these UAPs flying all over the place. And he said, whatever they were, I couldn't catch them. They had maneuvers that I've never seen before on aircraft.
That's right.
What do you deduce by that?
You know, the military has known that all along. People on our side of the fence who've been arguing that there's something real in our skies that remains unknown. Well, they finally came up to the plate and said, okay, we agree. We stand convinced and corrected. It feels kind of good to have been on the other side of, because when I started this out back in the late 1990s, writing about these things, you were a nutcase, you know, if
yeah.
you talked about it, right? That's the way it used to be.
And that's the way the media treated you.
That's right. And now we're in a whole new ball game. And I wonder, you know, people in our age group, a little bit older, got brainwashed. I mean, let's face it, unless you experienced it, which I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight because I've never talked about it before, never written about it publicly, my own experience, but I had an experience, an observation back in 69, and that is what got me interested. And I know Jacques Vallée, you know, the mm-hmm. I mean, very solid scientific researcher. That's what motivated him, to get into it and to stick with it. Because once you have that experience, it's like, I know what I saw, right? Period. Yeah. I don't care what the government says. I know what my eyes saw and what I experienced. And anybody that's had that, and you know, there's not that all percentage-wise, there's not that many people that have the experience. And it's odd that they seem to have more than one experience.
Over and over again, don't they?
It's very strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's almost like they've been selected.
They may have been. They're
picked. It seems like that. It seems like they pick who they want to. This could be rearranged. It could be part of, you know, our destiny or karma or whatever you want to call it. And our genetics and the whole history that certain people are just ready for it, and other people aren't. And I don't see, I'll tell you, I really looked at this on all these different levels, you know, that I'm not so sure that people who haven't experienced it can ever really have the sense of what it is. It's just an idea to them, really.
Mm-hmm.
If you've experienced it, you know firsthand how strange it really is. And it may be that collectively, the majority really doesn't want to know. There's only a minority of people that that have enough curiosity and enough sense of not being afraid of the mystery of it, of the unknown, but wanting to know the truth. That's what motivated me. I don't use the word belief because it's a fact to me. And that's all I go by is facts and evidence. And I'll tell you, though, back in that day, that's exactly the time that Eric von Däniken came out with his books. And I was studying the UFOs because I wanted to know what the heck I had seen. And then I started reading his books and I was thinking about it. And I got down to a very basic, practical thing. The pyramids and the other and the mysteries that are around the world, they're not traveling around at 10,000 miles an hour. They're fixed. They're in a place where I can, you know, touch them and see them and study them. So I decided to go into that. And only in the last book did I write about 100 pages, though, on UFOs, on what I thought were the most solid classic cases.
And they were classic, and they were classic cases too. They were good ones that you selected.
They're very solid cases, just very solid. So I wanted people, you know, to kind of introduce people that look, there's no, as far as I'm concerned, and this is just my point of view, I just blur the line between modern UFOs and ancient UFOs because it's all the same continuum to me. It didn't all start in the 1940s. It goes way back, as far back as we go. People have always been seeing these things and scratching their heads and one, you know, just in awe. What is this? We still don't know.
Will science ever get us the answers that we're looking for, Will?
Boy, that's a real question. Because all along, there's been this idea, which I don't quite accept, that science hasn't been involved. I know that science was involved. Not in the big way that it is right now. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the head astronomer there at Harvard, you know, Avi Loeb.
Avi Loeb,
I don't know if you've
had
him on or not. But
yeah, he's been on the program.
Okay, then you're well aware of what he's doing. And in NASA, they've got their own project going on. And we've got scientists already who've made studies, who've come out with their results. Part of the problem I see with it is lots of people have studied this. Countless people really have studied this over the last 70 years. And the thing with science is they've got to have hard data. Well, how are they going to get it? All they can do is go back to previous cases. They're not going to, quickly you find out, well, we can't just go out and get the data because we have to stand there and look in the sky. And these things don't show up on time or when you want them to. They just come whenever they want to. And they don't stick around. So you can't take it to the lab. You can't reproduce results. What do you do as a scientist? I mean, I'm puzzled by that whole aspect of this.
And they want hard evidence.
Yeah, they want hard. Give me a UFO. You know, take me up in it and show, you know. Well, I'm sorry, but have you listened to the pilots? Have you watched any interviews with them? And you can just, you know, I mean, I was in the Naval Air, and I know what pilots are like. And when a pilot is just astonished by something, they communicate it. You can tell in the tone of their voice and everything that these guys experienced something that completely blew their minds.
They were hoping they weren't Russian or Chinese.
Exactly, because, yeah, we'd be in big trouble.
Yep, exactly.
But they go so fast. They can, you know, appear and disappear. You know, all the flight characteristics are unbelievable. They defy physics. And so we're talking about something that you have to raise, like Jacques Lely did years ago, that they're probably interdimensional. They can come into this. That's why they can disappear, and they can appear, and then they can disappear. And pilots have seen it. You know, they've reported it. So the era of science, the other thing about science, I mean, we know is it moves very slowly. It's going to take them a long time to gather, and it's sort of like going back to square one. Lots of studies have been done. So they're going to collect what, new data, or go through old cases, which has been done a lot, and do what exactly? I'm a little confused, to be honest.
A lot of people are, Will, because, you know, it just, answers are close, but they're just not quite there yet.
I don't know if we can, we know, the problem, part of the problem I have is we don't control this. They do. So we may want something, right? But if they're the more intelligent than we are, which I'm assuming they are, from what I conceive of what they've done,
yeah,
on this planet, in this solar system, and so on, we're just, you know, I don't know what to call us, really. We're kind of like transceivers that get information, but we didn't create any of this. We know it. Somebody did. And they may be regulating how far we can go and at what pace we can do it, if that makes sense.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Well, years ago, Will, we used to have scorched burn marks left on in fields and things like
that. That's right.
We don't have that anymore.
And I think of, and I know you just had the folks on the Phoenix Lights, those large, super large,
huge,
triangular shaped. They're so different. To me, that marked, to me, it communicated there's a change going on. You know, a shift. They very blatantly were seen, you know, traveling about 400 miles, very slowly and very low to the ground. They wanted to be seen, but yeah. That was all. They just wanted to be seen.
Yep.
Like a display.
Flying over the White House and the Capitol building in 52.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That was similar. And I've been trying to, I've been puzzling, and that was one I wished I would have put in my last book that I omitted, and I decided, you know, to do, and I'm in Las Vegas, so I can get down to Arizona, and I wanted to go and kind of redo the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, an investigation and see where we are with this now. And I just noticed that last week, one was reported and also photographed over San Antonio, Texas. It looked pretty much the same as the Phoenix Lights.
Large, triangular shaped.
Yeah, large and obvious. I mean, if it's hard to believe when people report that this object just completely blotted everything out of the sky. It was so big. And some people are estimating a mile long, you know, or wide. And that couldn't be kept anymore. It's very hard to conceive of what would they do? Where did, could it take off from? Where could they hide it? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, the thing gets weirder and weirder. And I found the same thing with a lot of the ancient sites. Things get stranger the deeper you go. You know, it's sort of like the rabbit hole concept. You start, you go, and you keep going, and you realize, wait a minute, it just keeps going and going. And kind of, I'm talking about, like, I'm sure you're familiar with the Longyu Caves in China?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and the thing that struck me, the most powerful thing was, okay, the caves are really interesting. Chinese government admits they don't know who created it. They have no history of it. The local people didn't even have any folk traditions about these caves. But now we know there were 24 of them. But the first cave they discovered probably estimated 500 million tons of rock were taken out to create the cave. And the problem is, there's no waste rock anywhere. It was never found. So when you have something like that, it's like, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. Who could evaporate the rock? Where'd it go?
And then when you look at the pyramids, you ask the same question. We don't have equipment today that can lift those blocks.
That's right. So we're talking about technological issues. How advanced would that civilization have to have been whenever they did it? And it was more than 5,000 years ago. I'm convinced of that. Are you?
I'm same. I'm in your camp.
So I can't imagine what the technology was, and I don't think anybody has so far. Why did they build it? Well, Chris Dunn is on to something. I don't totally know that he has all the answers. I doubt that he would claim to.
He claims it's a power plant.
Right. That's right. Which, at the very least, his concept and the data he's presented makes people think. Makes them look at it not as a passive object, a tomb, which is ridiculous. You know, a 4-million-ton tomb. It's just silly. And frankly, I can only laugh at the things that historians and archaeologists say, even though I don't find it funny. It's too serious because...
Unless the pharaoh had a great ego, right?
Even if he had a huge ego, the question to me gets back to, what are the tools and how would you do it? And I know what the tools they claim were used, and they're ridiculous. You created a precision-engineered, 48-story-tall stone pyramid using Stone Age tools? I don't think people realize that's what the ancient Egyptians had.
Or 100,000 Egyptians pulling the rocks?
Silly.
There's no way.
Silly. Because you take the most difficult task, which was to get 70-ton blocks, 150 vertical feet up in the air. That's what you have to do. Well, how are you going to do that? There's no amount of slaves, because I don't care if you built a ramp. There wouldn't be enough slaves that could go up the ramp and turn to pull it up. They couldn't lift it off the ground.
And then they talk about the poured theory. Do you know how much mud they'd have to make that kind of stone?
Right. It doesn't solve the problem, right?
No.
It just doesn't.
It's illogical. It really is.
You know, maybe I kind of look at things sometimes. It's pretty simplistic, but on one level, there seems to be two types of people. One are the problem solvers. Everything is a problem to be solved. The other people look at the mysteries and realize they really are mysteries. Instead of trying to come up with, artificial, nonsensical solutions to everything we see, they say, you know what? It's a mystery.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.